Potters. Welcome to episode 221 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Look at this. We're almost at the end of this season, y'all. We made it.
Two more episodes.
We made it almost to the end of 2020.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're pushing ahead, man. We're doing our best.
We are here to bring goodness and light and cosplay into your lives to make every part of 2020 better. Because it can't get much worse. So, you know, we got to make it positive. We got to look up toward the horizon. Things are going to get better. And you guys are here with us. And so that automatically makes everything better. Plus, it's Friday.
Thank goodness it's Friday.
Friday definitely makes everything better.
Friday makes everything a million times better because it's Friday.
At least for those of us who work during a standard Monday through Friday work week. For those who work on the weekends, I feel you.
Yeah.
I understand. I did that for many, 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 many years. I truly feel you.
Yeah, I used to have one of those jobs that was a Friday through Monday, so it was 4-day work week. But I actually really liked Fridays because the weekends at the office were super duper quiet. Nobody else was there, and I could be like really focused and chill, and it was great. So I was actually always looking forward to Friday, even when I had to work the weekends.
When I worked retail, I didn't have a set schedule.
Well, no, of course not, because retail.
So it was just 7 days a week, and I got two random days off. And I've worked jobs that were Sunday through Wednesday, too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun being an adult and having to have a job. Yay!
Needless to say, I am very thankful to still have a job.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that there's a lot of people out there suffering right now who don't. So, you know, definitely prayers that all of this passes as soon as possible. In all seriousness, I don't like seeing people suffer. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and bring some positivity into your lives with some cosplay updates. Hopefully you have something positive, because I'm about to get on a soapbox.
Oh, crap. Do we want to soapbox it first, and then we can end with some good shiny things?
Let's do that.
Okay, because I do have shiny things to share.
That's good, because I don't have any shiny things. In fact, all I have is, like, even worse depression than I had last time, because I finally went to my doc to get a prescription checkup, because I have to. And I was like, great, I've been doing all this working out. I've been doing, you know, my P90X exercises. I've been working out 6 days a week. I feel good. You know, I'm visibly muscular. I think this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to stop all my medication. I've lost 4 pounds. Not 20, even though it looks like I have dumped about 20. Which means my BMI has not changed. And I am still medically considered overweight, even though I am visibly muscular. And I'm diabetic again, and I have to go back on medication.
Yeah.
It's like all that work I did to try and get into better shape and be like healthier, and my cosplays would fit better, and I could just take everything in and it'd be great. Nope. Everything just went down the tubes, and I'm just like, why do I bother?
Well,
so I haven't touched my cosplay.
I'm going to echo what Rayrod said in chat. Muscle is more dense than fat. So you are seeing the changes, but they are going in different locations. It's turning itself into fat. So it's just that, other way, the fat is turning into muscle. I tongue twisted that one really badly. So it's working out.
I mean, I talked to my doctor about it, and I was like, you know, I've seriously been working out. It's like, you can see muscle on my body.
Mm-hmm.
But BMI is just height and weight. They don't make any allowances for muscle or anything else. So it makes it look like I'm overweight. And then they start like pushing you towards those programs that are like, hey, you need to lose weight. Hey, you need to have better diet. You need to have better health management. And it makes me feel like terrible about all the work that I've put in because it's so narrow. It doesn't take into account like all the other things.
It's narrow and outdated.
I'm also eating like half the calories I used to be too. So, you know, I'm taking in less. So it's like, I can't even say the words that I want to say because this is a family
friendly. We got to keep it family friendly.
There are hand gestures that accompany these words. So yeah, I'm sure, you know, I still have body fat. I still have plenty of body fat. I still weigh a lot more than I should. Yes, a good portion of that is muscle. Just seeing the numbers on paper made me feel really bad.
Yeah, the BMI thing is so outdated. It is so, it doesn't even make sense anymore. Because you could probably look at a number of sports athletes and they would be considered overweight by BMI alone. And it's like, but they're athletes. They are so well toned. But because of their height and the weight combo, it's like, well, that, it makes no sense. It doesn't make sense for today's world and for how people actually live. The fact that you said that you're feeling better after working out, that's a sign that you're doing it right.
Yeah, my clothes all fit better.
Yeah, you're doing it right. Keep doing it.
Yeah, I gotta go see my doc every 6 months now because I am diabetic.
It's okay. Keep doing what you need to be doing. You got this. You've been doing so good.
Besides, I liked having my carbs.
I can understand that completely.
He's like, nope, this is a lifestyle change. You have to change everything again. It's like, what's the point? It's like, when you were a kid, I mean, those of you who are of a certain age probably remember this, that delayed gratification was a really big thing. Mm-hmm. So it's, in fact, there's a famous psychology test based on this. And they have two marshmallows. They say, you can either have one marshmallow right now, or if you can wait 30 minutes, you can have both marshmallows. And the point is to see if you're willing to wait. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you always, like, take the suffering up front to get the big reward. It's like, okay, I gave up all my carbs.
So I can get the two marshmallows. Mm-hmm.
So I can have the carbs. But no. No, apparently not. Apparently I will never be able to eat carbs. Real carbs that aren't artificially engineered for diabetics. Again, in my lifetime. That food tastes so fake, you guys.
It really does. Not gonna lie.
Also, if you ever go to conventions and eat convention food,
it's just nothing.
Diabetic hell.
Yeah.
Well, no, I literally can't eat any of it.
Because I can't either. Join the club.
It is not for diabetics or anybody who has any sort of health conditions. So, you know, conventions. It'd be really nice if you guys had something other than like stadium food.
Vegan options would be fantabulous, because at least that way I know it's dairy-free.
I'd settle for a vegetarian as a first step.
I can't even
at
do
least,
that.
You know, at least we're going in the right direction. Well, I mean, given my expectations at this point for convention food, like, I can't
anything
suddenly
is better.
See them going from stadium food, like mass-produced things, to organic vegan food. So I will take a few
steps. Baby step.
Yeah, you know, I would be really, really happy just to have, like, food trucks at every convention that give you some options so that people with different dietary needs can have these. We've said all this before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting on my soapbox, as I usually do. And Waverod, yes. Yes, but then again, that's also a typical American diet, and that's typically what they kind of push you towards, both in schools and in stores, especially fast food. So it's really unsurprising that that's kind of the direction we've gone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, especially given quarantine and people are just kind of cooping up, our health is kind of getting worse. So, yeah, it would be really awesome if we had options. Oh, Captain Magic, I feel so sorry for you. I don't know what I would do if I had that kind of allergy.
Yeah, I've been tested for the celiac disease before. That was a fun blast. Not having any type of wheat products for about 4 months.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Those who are not allergic to wheat
or gluten.
Nuts, gluten, or dairy. it makes it really hard here in the States
Yeah, it does.
to eat that kind of diet, just
Yeah, it
because of
does.
the kind of food that people eat here.
I will say that in that front, it has gotten a lot better as far as prepackaged options. They're not only a lot more plentiful, but they're actually tasting better too. So, and I guess for me, I'm fairly lucky because I've never been really big on dairy products. Like, yeah, every now and then I miss pizza and I miss ice cream because, of course, it's like 110 degrees here sometimes and I want something cold. Can't have ice cream. Oh well. But I've always been a big fan of fruits and vegetables. So, like, that transition away was never really a big issue for me, but I know for a lot of people that that can be a huge ordeal because cheese.
I think I would be a little keener on eating vegetables if we stopped having all of these outbreaks of salmonella. Because I'll start eating greens for a while and salad and vegetables, and then I see yet another outbreak in the news of salmonella or E. coli just because of farming methods here in the States, and then I stop eating all greens and vegetables again. It's like my food is gonna kill me.
Yeah, you gotta be really careful about that and wash them to heck and back. That is for sure.
Can I just liquefy them instead?
At one point, we're all gonna be eating space food, so you know.
What is it? Soylent. That was what it
Yeah,
was. We're all
there we
gonna
go.
be eating Soylent.
Soylent and Tang, and then we're good.
Okay. I can't stand
Bring on the space food, though.
that was my first thought was it tastes like space food. I mean, at least Dippin' Dots taste somewhat good for being space food.
The feud of the future.
Anyways, let's end on something positive.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do the thing that Amber usually does, but I'm gonna take over this time. I has a pile of fabric. Yay! Instead of Amber having the fabric, I have the fabric. It's actually very, very expensive fabric. It's only 4 yards in total,
To
about.
be fair, my pile of fabric is sitting right there. It's just covered by 10,000 other things I had to move when I had to rearrange my entire living room to make a semi-permanent office because now I'm going to be apparently working from home for the indefinite future. So I have no cosplay
You'll
workspace
figure something out. But in the meantime, at least I get to share the fabric that I have. So
Yes,
one of us
and it is
has to.
beautiful fabric.
It is very beautiful, very expensive fabric. 4 yards in total, about 80-ish dollars. There's a reason for that, though, because this is silk charmeuse. It is the most glorious, luxurious thing. And hey, the camera is not screwing this up. My phone camera hated taking a photo of this. It couldn't tell if it was purple or blue. It was really bad. But this literally feels like water. It is so beautiful and so gorgeous.
It looks like water too.
It really does. It's so pretty. And then the other two are Silk de Peony in this gorgeous emerald green color.
This is
And
like fabric porn.
it really is. And then this lovely aloe green. Oh, this one did screw up my camera. The lighting did not like that.
I like that color even better.
What am I going to do with these fabrics? I have no freaking clue. I saw them, I wanted them, and I knew I'm kind of got a couple of ideas in my head for some original character designs, so I just kind of got to put it all together to figure out what's going to become of these fabrics, but I knew I needed to have them. And this year, since I haven't really spent any money on myself and no conventions, it's like, you know what? I can treat myself to some really nice fabric to work with, and these will all be really awesome fabric to work with.
I
Cannot
mean,
wait.
even if we're going to conventions, they're all free at this point. So
India.
there's no money to really spend.
They're all online, so it's like, yay, cool
Online and
beans.
free.
I am okay with that. Other than that, the only other thing is on Sunday, I was on a podcast called Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything. And it was a lot of fun. We talked about cosplay. We talked about our podcast. We spent about a minute and 10 seconds talking about Nicolas Cage. So, all in all, it was a good podcast. And I'm sure we've got a couple of new listeners. I know Russ's kids apparently have started listening to us out. So, hi, Russ's kids. They both cosplay. They're both very young and very avid cosplayers. They've been doing it since practically birth. They showed off a couple of pictures and it was really, really cute.
Best
So,
time to start.
right, start them while they're young. And they also want to learn how to sew too. So I'm like, okay, cool. Good time to start doing it and start listening to our podcast because we have a whole deluge of tutorials on our YouTube channel that is going to cover everything and anything cosplay.
And a ton of other people who are really solid cosplayers are all also putting out all sorts of content on YouTube
Oh,
just
yeah.
because quarantine, everybody's at home. And not only that, but you know, we're slowly going through our Humble Bundles worth of books
Oh,
and all
yeah.
sorts of really awesome resources for cosplay too. So there's always that.
So yeah, it's been it was a lot of fun. You guys should go check it out. There's a video and an audio version of it, so that way you got whatever one that you want to listen to, and it's about 45, 46-ish minutes, but yeah, it was good. It was good time. I'll be sure to repost the links.
Quarantine has proven to be a really great time to learn new things.
Yeah. I have learned
It's
so
a
much
lot of
knitting.
self-improvement.
Hang on, I think yes, I can grab my knitting project. Yay! I have a very big knitting project going on over
Ooh,
here.
I like the color.
It's a great color, isn't it? I got another 48 rows still to go, so back we go. But yeah, there you go. Those are my cosplay updates. Got some good stuff going, and as soon as I know what the heck I will do with that fabric, I will be happy to share my really bad drawings.
Yeah, quarantine has been a really good time for activities you do indoors, like sewing or crafting just in general, and also catching up on things like podcasts. Not just ours, you know, plug, plug, but, you know, there are plenty of other really good podcasts out there, both audio and video, whichever piques your fancy. So while you're working on things, just put on something in the background. Whatever gets you motivated.
Learn some new skills while you're doing stuff.
Usually, if I'm doing something, I can't learn a new skill while I'm doing it.
Oh.
Unless what I'm working on is the new skill, because I can't multitask like that. I'm a very visual learner.
Oh,
If I'm
okay.
learning a new skill, I have to be watching what I'm learning. If I'm just working in the background, then I toss on music or something where maybe my mind is working a little bit in the background, but if I actually have to do stuff, oh no, I'm terrible at that. I am so bad at that.
I'm all about that multitasking. Like, that's going on. I'm doing this and doing this. I'm like, I'm covered. I need that multitask life. I can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Although, speaking of making your own costumes, just a reminder that by the time you guys see this episode drop, it will be 1 week until. No, I'm not going to do the sound drop I know you guys are all waiting for. It's going to be 1 week until our After Dark episode. What are we going to be doing during that After Dark episode? Well, I'm
Well,
glad you asked. We're hopefully going to be playing Jackbox party games with our audience members and having our own virtual Halloween party.
yay.
Yay! Because many cities around the world, not just here in the United States, but many cities are simply telling people don't go out for Halloween at all. Well, that makes everybody really sad. Not just kids, but adults too, because we also like to have Halloween parties. So we're inviting all of you guys, yes, Waverod. We're inviting all of you guys to come join us in costume at home playing Jackbox on the internet with some of our favorite people, you guys, and
Yay!
having a blast while doing it. So basically, home con for Halloween.
Woot woot.
Yep. So feel free to grab a costume out of your closet. Doesn't matter what genre it is, as long as it's family friendly. You know, grab your favorite food and drink. If you choose to consume alcohol, please feel free. This is, after all, our After Dark session. So fair warning, you may not want to listen to it while at work or while small children are in the area and able to hear it.
Having said
Just
that,
saying.
we still make sure that when we actually play the games, that the content is going to be PG, PG-13 rated. So we'll have rules in place to make sure that everything is safe and it's all good. So.
At most, you might be able to curse a little bit, but generally keep the adult themes and everything else on the down low. Yeah, there are still other people who are of the younger generation who do watch our show.
As I found out over the weekend.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going for. So grab some friends, even people who have never heard our show before, even people who may or may not even be into cosplay. Yeah. That's perfectly fine.
That's fine.
We welcome everybody to this virtual Halloween party of ours. If you don't have a costume, that's perfectly fine too.
Just jump in, join us, and as I've mentioned before on our social media, you just need to have a browser. That's it. You don't have to own any of the games. I own the games. As long as the host owns them, everybody has access to it. So you guys are playing for free and you're playing for fun.
Yep. It can be on your phone. It can be on your computer at home. If you want to go to your local library and use their computer, that's perfectly fine too. Whatever you guys want to do, we invite you to join us and have some fun.
Yeah. I think it'll be enjoyable.
Yes. I certainly hope so.
Gonna just spam all the reminders like, join us, please, we need more people. Because even if you don't get into the main party, because we will open up the room so everybody can join, if you don't get into the main party, there is audience interaction too. So you don't have to be one of the main people in the game to still play and enjoy the game, which is kind of nice, because the audience in many ways can determine the outcome of the game.
The audience gets votes too.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully we will see you guys there.
Yay! It'll be October 30th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, our normal recording time.
Yep. All right. On to the main topic of the show. One of my favorite things in the world to talk about. Dun-da-da-da! Magnets!
It got a dun-da-da-dun. It was that important.
It took me 9 years, but I finally get to talk about magnets in a tutorial. After 9 years, I finally get to talk about one of my favorite topics, and no, it's not a pile of fabric. It's magnets! And as you can see on the screen, I have this lovely bar of neodymium magnets, which I actually purchased way back in the day. Magnets can be used for a bunch of things in cosplay. Typically, you'll use it whenever you want to attach things together, but not permanently. So if you need to take them apart for modular purposes, or if you don't want to leave, say, sticky adhesive on something, or if you don't want to stitch something down, you would use magnets. So in the course of this short little tutorial here, I'm going to show you guys just a couple of ideas that I've developed over time that you can use magnets for. The very first thing that I want to start with is safety first. Magnets are really, really strong. At least the type that I am working with here are very strong. I think the smallest one I have has a pull rating of 5 pounds, which means theoretically one of those magnets can hold up to 5 pounds worth of weight by itself. Tiny little magnet. Yes, they are that strong. And these are tiny magnets. They make bigger ones. So if you have any sort of electronics that you value or credit cards that you are currently using, you will want to keep them away from these magnets. Also, you will want to keep them away from small children and pets, because of course we know that these lovely living beings like to put everything in their mouth, and this is not something you should consume, no matter how shiny. The last thing that I wanted to mention is if you have any sort of metal in your body, usually this is from past surgeries, or if you have electronic bits in your body, say if you have a pacemaker, you also want to keep those far, far away from magnets. In fact, if you have any sort of metal rods or plates in your body or pacemakers, I would simply recommend that you do not use magnets for cosplay. It's much safer that way. We want you to be whole and healthy and to be able to continue cosplaying. Please practice safety first. One of the best things about magnets that I find personally is that you don't need very much in the way of supplies to work with the magnets. All you need are the magnets themselves, which you can see here in one of my little shortened bars, and washers, or basically metal plates that are magnetized. Not all metals are magnetic or can be magnetized, so I will say that not any metal will work with this. You'll probably want to test first, just to ensure that whatever you're using will in fact stick to magnets. It would really stink if you had metal in your costume and the magnets didn't work on it. So all you see here in this picture are a couple of washers that I ended up purchasing from my local retailer. They are just standard inch stainless steel washers. Nothing fancy. I think it was a whole $1.49 for 25 of them. As you can see here, just a little bit more detail on the washers. So these are actually literally the washers that I purchased from my local retailer. They come in many sizes. You don't have to get the big washers. In fact, a great deal of my costumes actually use the small ones that you see on the right. It doesn't really matter that they have holes in the middle because they're still magnetic and they will still stick. They might be ever so slightly weaker because of that missing metal, but it's generally not noticeable unless you're getting close to the total weight load that the magnets are rated for. As long as you're not getting close to that, any sort of washers will do. Here, I brought you guys a couple of examples of the ways that I use magnets, and all of these are going to be from my Lena Inverse costume, and that's because that's simply the costume that I've used magnets the most on. So this is actually the neck piece that goes in front, and it connects both her armor and one of her amulets. And that's why you see so many metal pieces on this. The two on the sides, the very far sides, those are actually magnets. They look a little odd because the coating is actually stripping off of them because I've used them so much. The two in the center are actually washers. And that's because the amulet itself is what has the magnets on the back of it. So I've got a little bit of mix and match. I will note, just from personal experience, if you put the magnets and washers too close together on your costume, they will try and connect whether you like it or not. No adhesive in the world is going to save you. So I would simply say you may wish to test first, just like any sort of project where you need to measure twice or three times and cut once. In this case, you probably want to check your placement before actually gluing everything down. This is the actual amulet, and I have actually stuck it to the piece there. So, in a future picture, I will actually show you the back of this. And the magnets, like I said, are on the back of the amulet itself, and they simply click to the washers that were on the piece you see in front of you. When I go to remove the amulet, and this goes for any sort of magnets, simply pulling the two pieces apart is generally not advised because you're fighting the magnets, in short. You'll want to actually slide them across each other to take them apart. It's almost like a shearing effect, S-H-E-A-R, shearing, so that you're not fighting the magnetic force because the magnets and the washers will keep trying to come back together again. And if your fingers are caught in between, it will hurt. So here is the amulet in a different form, and this is actually one of the reasons, one of the primary reasons that I used magnets on this costume, is because Lena's amulets are actually worn by her in multiple forms. There's one with her armor and there's one without her armor. And I wanted to be able to do both for flexibility reasons because wearing armor is really uncomfortable sometimes. What I've done here is I've actually attached it magnetically to a ribbon that I can wear around my neck. This is a picture of the back of the amulet. So, of course, for half of the amulet, you can see on the right-hand side the magnet, one of two that is actually on the back. What you see in the center is a little battery holder from SparkFun because I made it light up. Of course, this amber makes everything light up. So what I have done here is with the magnets on the back, I simply place the end of the ribbon on top of the magnet, and then I sandwich the end of that ribbon in between the magnet and the washer. And that makes it nice and easy to attach. There's nothing fancy about it. And then I just wear it around my neck, and whenever I want to take it off, I simply slide the washer almost sideways, kind of like you would flip money out of your hand. And I slide the washer off, and that's it. Easy peasy. Now, if I wanted to attach the amulet to, say, a piece of clothing, this is another way in which you can use magnets. And it doesn't have to be an amulet, it can be any sort of jewelry or any sort of small piece. Generally, it can't weigh very much. I wouldn't use this necessarily for really heavy pieces. But you can attach really light pieces to your clothing without having to use things like snaps or Velcro or things like that. And it works in much the same way as you saw with the amulet and the ribbon. Remember that the amulet has two magnets on the back. So first, I would place the amulet against the piece of fabric, which would be a shirt or something similar. And then I would take the two washers and I would have to basically sandwich the fabric between them so that the shirt fabric is stuck in between the magnet and the washer holding it up. Here is where you can see the back of the amulet, what it would look like on the inside of the shirt, or the part closest to your skin. And I've flipped up the bottom of the piece of fabric just so that you can see that the amulet is actually under there, and I'm not trying to trick you. I'm not trying to, you know, do any sort of magic trick. So the two washers that you see are attached to the magnets that are on the back of the amulet. They're stuck together. And if I want to take it off, just like before, I would simply slide the magnets off. You may find this to be a little bit difficult if you want to attach things, say, in the middle of your shirt or in awkward locations where your hands can't really easily get to them. Sometimes I find that I actually have to attach the piece before I put on the garment. It tends to make it a little bit easier. Otherwise, I kind of have to contort myself to actually get the washers in the right place, since you have to kind of feel for the magnets. And you'll feel the magnetic pull in your fingers when you start getting close. And when you get close enough, the magnet will simply take the washer from you. If you want an even stronger connection, then instead of using washers, you could actually use a second set of magnets, but that makes a really strong connection, so be forewarned. And here is my favorite part of my favorite subject, armor with magnets. This is one of my Lena Inverse pauldrons, and all of her armor that I wear is entirely magnetic. Why did I do this? Well, one, because I like to torture myself, and two, because the way she wears it in the anime, there are no attachment pieces. There's nothing that really tells you how it stays on her no matter what she does. The armor never falls off, you never see the underside of it. It's magic, just like a lot of other things in anime. So I ended up using magnets so that it would seem magical. You can't tell how it's attached. You can see the underside of the armor. Why do I have tape there? Well, it was actually to give it a bit more of an adhesive, flat, smooth surface, because the particular fabric I was using ended up eating a lot of the glue. It absorbed a lot of the glue, which meant there really wasn't much left for the magnet itself. And the magnets tended to pop off at inopportune times. So I went ahead and just put tape down on the back so that it had a bit more grip, something for the glue to stick to, as well as leaving a little bit for the magnet. There are three magnets here, one on each side, and then one in the center, and that does tend to be enough for me to go ahead and wear the armor. I use the same technique to put it on, as I showed you in the previous shots with the, quote, shirt, where I basically hold the armor pauldron up against my shoulder, and then I reach under the collar of my shirt with either a washer or another magnet, and I kind of feel around until they go click, and then that's it. And it sticks really well. The last thing that you can do with these that I'll show you here is you can use these for props. Anytime that you want to make a sectioned weapon, say a staff that you need to take apart into pieces for easy transport, magnets are actually a good way of doing it. And this is probably the easiest of all of the pieces that you've seen here, because all you really have to do, as you see in the picture, is to take one half of your staff or weapon and attach the magnets to the top of it. You only need one magnet. You do not need the four here. This is actually my needle finding stick, but I needed to use it as a demo. So please don't mind the fact that I have four neodymium magnets stuck to the top of this. And then here is what it would look like if you had the two sections of your staff attached together, assuming that both of them each had two neodymium magnets on the end of it. Again, you don't want to pull these straight apart when you want to disassemble the staff. You kind of twist it and move it sideways. You want to shear it off. You want to slide it off. That way you're not fighting the magnetic force that is in between them, which is, again, very strong. I hope this was helpful for you. I hope it gives you some ideas for different ways that you can use magnets if you choose to. I find them to be very, very useful, especially when you want to reuse parts for other costumes, as it saves a lot of money and time, and sometimes Amber just feels sleazy. But there you go. That's magnets for you. And we're back. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to make all the magnet jokes now.
Oh, please do. It's not like we're polar opposites or anything.
that was one of the most attractive tutorials I've ever done.
Oh, I bet it was. This is going south so quickly.
I prefer north myself.
Ah.
All right, we'll stop now.
No, we
This is just
won't.
gonna go. This is just gonna go
It's just
downhill.
gonna get worse. But this is how much Amber really loves magnets. I mean, obviously.
I also love dad jokes.
You really
Both of
do love
them
dad jokes.
go together really well. But yes, I
Oh.
really do love magnets just because they're so flexible and versatile. When it comes to cosplay, I really like the idea of modular parts, being able to switch things out and take them off and put them on without worrying about damaging things or repairing things or constantly having to worry about adhesives and stitching things back down when they fall off. They just stick, and I mean that in a very literal sense.
Yeah, they really do.
They just work, and they work every time. I don't have to worry about the magnet wearing out. Magnets are forever. So that's why I really like them. Plus I don't have to worry about the whole attachment thing when worrying about armor, because if you've ever worked with armor in a costume, that's one of the hardest things that you have to do is attach the armor securely so it doesn't fall off of you, but leave it flexible enough to where you can still move, because I've been in costumes wearing armor where you can't move and it's not pleasant.
It's never great, and especially when you think about all the straps and the harnesses and just getting all of those pieces together, short of
If you
just
go
like,
that direction.
if you go that direction, short of just like gluing it straight onto you, but then it's like, oh, well, I can never wash this costume.
Pretty much. And all you really need with magnet is literally the magnet and a piece of magnetic metal. Usually, I end up using washers because they're so cheap and they're so available. You can go to pretty much any hardware store, any retailer even that carries hardware items.
And
Every
they'll
one of
have
them
them.
sells washers.
Yeah.
And there are different sizes too. So all you have to do, glue that washer on, poof, that's it, you're done. Stick magnet to heart's content. I will say that just as a safety precaution, and I mentioned this in the tutorial as well, but if you have any sort of electronic devices in your body, like a pacemaker, if you have any metal in your body for any reason, like previous surgeries and whatnot, do not use these. Please do not, for your own health and my own sanity, because I don't want people to get hurt because of something I said. Please don't use them if there is any risk to your health whatsoever. Magnets can produce a really powerful field around them, and that can actually have effects on both the brain and heart. This is why it is a field in medicine of using electromagnetic waves to manipulate things in the body. So just please be careful. They are wonderful, wonderful things. Don't get me wrong. Magnets are still probably my favorite thing in cosplay. But I also want you to be healthy and well so that you can continue cosplaying. And I mean that very sincerely. So just keep that in mind.
I'm gonna stick to snaps.
Literally, are you going to stick to them?
It. Ayo.
See, I told you guys this is just going to go downhill.
Is just gonna get worse. Wait till the after session. It just progresses further and further into the pits of Nick Cage hell.
Does that count as progression or regression? I
That
think we're kind of regress.
yeah, that's an excellent question. It might be regression. Oh man.
Anyways, I don't have anything else for this episode. Do you have
I
anything else?
I'm good. Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
All right. If you would like to share your ideas for how you can best use magnets, or perhaps you'd like to tell us about some Nick Cage themed magnets that you happen to find online,
Ooh, hey.
who knows? Or if you'd like to share what Halloween costume you'll be wearing to our After Dark session when we go off and play Jackbox Party games with our audience. Feel free to join in the conversation on any of our social media.
In the corner next to Amber, right there, all at cosplay.org. Yay.
Or, of course, you can email us podcast@cospod.org where of course you will get responses from both of us because that's just how we roll downhill.
Hey!
Otherwise, hopefully we will see you guys in 1 week for our After Dark show. Keep an eye on all of our social media so that you can find the links to join us. We hope to see you guys there. Otherwise, we will see the rest of you guys in episode 222 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Please stay safe and stay healthy out there. Wear those masks. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.